This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This is proof of a disconnect.
Oh.
What men think impresses women.
What they won't.
Versus what actually impresses women.
Yeah.
Because we want to believe that being tough and dominant and imposing our will is what gets the ladies going.
Yeah.
But if this is to be believed, it's actually quite the opposite.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy.
Yeah, we got.
In front of me, I have a study. The most attractive male hobbies to women.
All right.
And we think we have an idea of what the ladies like. Like, they want strong men. They want us to be the best at something.
So that it's sexy?
Yeah.
Right?
So
a lady.
I mean, but Kimmy, that's why you see guys inviting their girlfriends and wives to beer league hockey and softball games, right?
Yeah, you do. They do sometimes have an audience there.
Watch me dominate these guys. It's just like high school, except now I'm going bald. You are never going to guess the most attractive hobby women say men can have.
Well, it's got to be something that they don't immediately find boring. Because I could think, like, watching your husband play hockey, they're going to get bored quickly.
Every woman but my wife, yes, you're right.
They're going to be on their phone. They're going to go, this is cold. It's uncomfortable. I don't want
to
be here.
Is it a hobby that's useful to her?
Oh, it could be. It could be.
Like a household hobby.
I'm not going to give you any more clues. Would you like to guess the hobby?
I'm going to say if you're a handy guy.
Okay.
Like you're good. Like you like to tinker around the house, fix things.
So that kind of shows up down the list, but that's okay. No. Kimmy, what do you got?
I was going to say something like you get into woodworking or something.
You actually nailed what I was just saying. Now, that's not number one, but it's high on the list.
Okay.
The number one hobby women say a man could have that is attractive.
Yeah.
Reading.
Reading.
98% of women say they are attracted to a well-read man. In fact, like, ZZ Top just changed the song. Every girl's crazy about a well-read man.
So, like, sitting around reading, you find attractive?
Thoughts? I guess it's showing a different side of you.
But boring.
98% of women said they are attracted to men that read. 98%.
Does it matter? It may also matter what you're reading.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yes.
you know what I mean?
Whoa.
Because, like, the book that you're holding could also say a lot about you, good or bad.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Absolutely. Okay, so reading is number one. You're not buying that?
I guess, but...
Not good for you, by the way, on the whole you don't know how to read account. Okay, so if we go down the list, reading is number one. Then comes foreign language.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Dabbling in a tongue that's not your own. As we go down the list further, something becomes very apparent.
Right.
Third is playing an instrument. Then comes cooking, woodworking, painting, and writing. Women, according to this study, do not want us for our brawn. They do not want us for our toughness. They are not attracted to push-ups or 15 points of church league basketball. They want a man with a brain.
An intellectual.
Well, it could also, and they're seeing like a different side of you.
I know the word intellectual.
I can't spell it.
That you maybe don't always show people. So it's kind of like a surprise too, right? When you're into one of those things.
Well, I mean, I'm asking you. You're the woman in the room.
Yeah, but I guess it's something unique that you do.
Okay, so this makes sense to you.
Yeah. Well, I told you, I think we talked about this. like, not that this is a foreign language, but the one time my husband all of a sudden broke out sign language and I didn't really know he knew that much, like he was communicating with somebody, I was like, damn.
That did it for you?
I think so. Like, I was just so impressed.
Is it because you could also use sign language in other ways? I'm about to do the alphabet.
Let the fingers do the talking?
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
But yeah, I think like in that moment, and again, it was also the element of surprise too, where okay. I'd never seen him do that before, so it was kind of like something new that you're learning about somebody.
All right, so Tommy, as we look at this list, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, the most attractive hobby men can have according to women, reading, foreign language, playing an instrument, cooking, woodworking, painting. Do you buy into this study?
I guess, but it's like, they're all hard.
Yeah.
That's what like would also everyone... make it more... impressive though.
It's like being like you're like a woman being like, oh man, I got giant breasts, a nice ass, and a skinny waist. That's hard to have. Yeah, I mean that's yes, it's attractive because it's rare.
All right. I it sounds like these are things women think that they would find attractive.
No, I
well,
think
here
that
we
they...
go. Nope, nope.
No, please
let him go down the road. Okay. He's gonna tell you what you actually find
okay,
attractive.
Okay, but I think I know where he's going with this. And anybody that takes one of those hobbies a little too far, where it almost seems like they're trying to show off. That could be a turnoff.
Or for like you're a bookworm, right?
Well,
you're
no,
just a boring guy.
Why right? do you assume all guys that read are boring?
I'm not saying that all guys are boring, but all boring guys read books.
No, that's not true.
Oh, you're boring as hell. You don't know how to read.
Well, I cracked the code.
No, you didn't.
Less boring, less read.
Because the code had words in it. And again, you are an illiterate man. I mean, all right. So
you, do you want to be around foreign-speaking guy? You don't even know the language.
But isn't it impressive when somebody all of a sudden starts speaking in another
okay, maybe
language?
For a little bit. But then you start thinking, like, he's talking behind my back.
I always think that when somebody starts speaking a foreign language. I do think that.
They are.
Yeah. No, we're just paranoid. Like, who cares? Why would they say bad things about
why
us?
Why are they switching gears over here?
Well, because the other person speaks that language. Maybe they're
so who? By the way, if let's say I come in and speak... I come in speaking, I'm doing Spanish.
Doing the
I come
Spanish.
In speaking and doing a Spanish.
And my wife's standing there. What? Well, who's this for? Because she don't speak Spanish.
Well, it's for you. It's something that, and that's part of it too. It's something you took it upon yourself to learn. Maybe you were doing it initially to impress somebody, but now you're actually good at it and actually know how to do it.
All these hobbies are condescending.
You're doing it to better yourself.
Because if I walk in and I said some big Spanish word like, you know, El Salvador. And then my wife would go, what are you saying? And I go, well, you don't know. I'll have to tell you what I just said. Do you know what I just said? Like, I'm almost like baiting you to show you how
well, you don't have to say it like that.
No, but that's how it would come across.
Okay.
Like, if you were at a cocktail party.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you whipped out some French on people. You look like a dick. There ain't no Frenchman around.
No, but
they
need
why
a piece
would
of
you
cheese.
Do that if nobody
Thank
else
you.
Speaks French?
No, but you, well, how else would you do? You want to show it off a little bit. That's your hobby.
That's part of it. It all of a sudden comes out when you least expect it.
Do you know what they call cheese in France, man?
What do they call it?
El chizo.
Fromage.
I don't know whose house I'm at.
252-WCMF. 252-9263.
Read a book.
We're talking about the most attractive hobbies women say men can have. And going from the top down, reading is number one. Then comes foreign language, playing an instrument, cooking, woodworking, painting, writing. To your point, the problem with this for men listening, so few men have these hobbies.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Because in the top five, cooking or an instrument has to be the most common.
Yeah.
Right? Like, how many voracious reading men do you know?
Zilcho.
Right? And we're not counting John Grisham. We're not counting that.
He never calls me back.
And, like, how many guys that didn't grow up in a dual-language household can speak two languages?
Right? Because,
like,
right.
if you have, you know, if your parents are off the boat Italian, Puerto Rican, Mexican, like,
you just know
that.
The dirty words and how to tell people to shut up.
There are people who have learned a second or third
picked
language.
It up yes. a little.
Yes. And even when it comes to playing an instrument, what kind of instrument are women really drawn to?
Well, number one would have to be guitar.
No, I would say piano.
But again,
you'd have to
tough,
have piano.
Tough to just break that out somewhere.
I think guitar is more accessible.
No, that's why it's less sexy.
So the harder it is to get it into the room?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it would make for more of a surprise, like Kimmy said.
Yeah.
I can't surprise you with a piano. I can only do that once. No. Then it's here.
You go somewhere, there's a piano.
Yes.
You
if you
crack
go-
your knuckles, sit down, and all of a sudden bust out a freaking, I don't know.
Bust out a move?
Any song, really. It doesn't have to be anything... that complicated.
See, like, my thought on this, based on reading and all the other stuff, like, it's going to be more like piano, violin, cello that is going to impress a woman, not so much, you know,
cello.
Stairway to Heaven.
Like a fiddle or something?
Okay, but also, like, the bigger... The
big
more...
fiddle.
But yeah, it's fiddle.
Can I get one of John Fiddles? I'll play the John Fiddle in the orchestra.
There are some exceptions to that, though, because, like, the bigger and bulkier the instrument, like, the more you struggle to set it up, the less sexy it is.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
That would be, like, hey, Carl's going to go bust out his tuba.
Yeah.
Well, tuba's not sexy.
See, coming down the hall, but it, knocking pictures and scraping the walls.
Or a trumpet, not really that sexy.
No, there's a way to play trumpet sexy.
Yeah, but when have you ever seen somebody
Miles
bust
Davis,
that out at a party?
Yeah, no, I get you, right? Look, but
yeah, that's the key.
Yeah.
Can you bust it out? And that's guitar only.
No, it's piano and violin. If there's a piano at the party or you have your violin. You
no, but I can bring a guitar.
Why? Dude, that's the biggest douche of all. If you bring a guitar to a party.
So you can have it in
the
car.
Oh, you're going to hear seven James Taylor songs? Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? Gonna help me make a stand.
Okay.
I've seen fire, I've seen rain.
How about if you could sing? Because it's not in there. Like, if you could sing.
I love how it's not in here and you're going to argue even though
they
asked
because that
women,
would add to the guitar.
It's not even in the top 15.
Yeah. Never been impressed. Like, I don't think it's ever been a turn on even if you're good at karaoke.
No, I'm saying, let's say you got a guitar.
Is it because I'm good at singing? Is that what
it's going to be what it is. If you can play the guitar and you could sing. Like your brother.
Yeah, sure. Okay. I mean, I'm sure it's a bonus.
Sure. You got to do both.
Right.
But if you're just like, you know, just decide to all of a sudden start singing, everybody's going to kind of be like, hey, can you shut up now,
right. And then
please?
I got to pay attention to your ass.
Okay. So of the top seven most attractive hobbies that we named here, does the average man have at least one of the top seven in his arsenal?
It didn't sound like it.
Writing, painting, woodworking, cooking, instrument, foreign language, or reading.
And you're talking painting as a painter.
Yes, not like painting the house.
Right.
Yeah.
Because no guy can paint.
Do you have writing, painting, woodworking, cooking, instrument, foreign language, or reading?
No.
None of them.
No. I mean, I could cook, but it's not going to be like gourmet.
Okay.
No, but you have a couple go-to things you said that you make.
Yeah, like but they're not like blow you away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like I can play an instrument. I can play a couple instruments. I can cook a little bit, and I can write just for this what we do for a living. But I'm not good at any of them.
All right.
And maybe that's just it. It's not about being really good. Maybe with stuff like this, it's knowing just enough.
Yeah, I think that's part
to impress someone who knows nothing.
Okay. To scam them.
Well, like, I'll give you an example. Like, if the lady you're trying to impress doesn't speak French, because you're like, oh, how do you bring up French? Mm. Dropping a sentence or two when you're ordering something at a restaurant with a few French words would make her think that you're way more advanced than you actually are, right?
Mm.
An instrument would be the easiest way to pull this off. My wife is convinced that I am a music savant.
Right.
I have told her over and over again, I am not a talented musician. But because my wife doesn't play anything, it's almost like she doesn't want to believe me.
That you can't play everything?
Yes. She wants to believe that I can play the piano at any level.
Yeah.
She wants to believe that I could join, you know, Guns N' Roses tomorrow as their guitarist.
Yeah.
And as much as I tell her, no, I cannot, she's just like, la, 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 la.
So you're Wayne Newton, basically. It's a scam.
Yeah. Wait.
And your boy, Buble, is the same way.
My boy.
Yeah.
What?
Because they when they're on the stage, they act like they can play all the instruments, and they can't. It's a complete scam. They learn like a couple of notes, and they run around the stage, and people go, oh, my God, he can do anything.
What do you got against Michael Bublé?
Nothing. It's just, you know, just stick to singing.
I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you.
What if you wrote poetry?
That
kind of goes with writing.
It's a risky venture.
Yeah.
But writing romantic poetry crap that all rhymes.
Yeah, but what if it's not, what if it's not good? That's one you don't want to risk because it could be really bad.
Well, in your bad poetry, it could look adorable to your wife or your lover. Because you try.
That's true, but but you're not good at it, though.
Well, you're probably not going to be good at any of this stuff on a professional level.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to paint something and people go, oh, that should be in a museum.
I don't know.
Of crap. When they open up the French crap museum, I hear you speak French, so you'll know how to get there.
Do you want her to find it adorable, or do you want her to be impressed?
You want the second one.
Well, you want to get laid.
That's what I mean. Yeah, she's not going to knob some, you know, oh, you're a cute painter, come here. No, she wants to be like,
what's
wow.
What's that, honey, a tree? Oh, how nice. You did such a good job.
Yeah, you're probably going to get knobbed over a tree.
And by the way, I love how you go, there's no men that can paint. Almost every famous painter is a man.
They're all dead. There's no painting guys now. There's not one famous
Banksy.
Painter. Who?
Oh, yeah. But we don't really know who Banksy is.
Wait, they don't. It's not even a person?
I don't think they've ever been seen.
I regret immediately bringing
this up. Is this one of these street guys?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
That ain't paint, man. That's called criminal graffiti activity.
Is Jackson Pollock still alive?
No, he's been, come on, my God, but he died in the 50s.
Bye, but my God. I don't know. I'm not an artist.
He died before Kennedy got in office.
I'm looking it up. Famous painters who are currently alive.
There you go.
As there ain't
that,
none.
As we do that, 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Paul. Hey, Paul, how are you, buddy?
Hey, it's Salt. Sorry, Kimmy, I meant to send that over to you. But so I was thinking of all these hobbies you rattled off, and I was like, wow, I actually have a couple of these.
No,
like,
you don't.
I read all the time. I do read all the time. I read a lot of science fiction and like nonfiction.
Okay, science fiction, space boy ain't gonna get your old lady down because
that.
You got what the return of Mars robots. Space.
I was actually on your side. I'm trying to make my point. I'm trying to make your point.
No, go ahead.
My point is, I also do. I paint. I'm not like Bob Ross or anything, but I paint. Like,
Bob Ross also dead. Like, sorry. Go ahead.
He is also dead.
And, what's the last thing you painted?
So. Oh, sorry, what was that?
What's the last thing you painted?
I painted a World War II tank model.
Oh, tank?
Oh, wait, so it wasn't like a painting. You painted a model of a tank.
I painted a model. Yeah, I don't paint canvas or anything like that.
Women love pictures of tanks.
So that's my point. Is like that's
love tank.
So what time do I have to go out and meet all these eligible bachelorettes that are after me? Apparently. Mm-hmm.
Well, you said you read nonfiction, Salt. I mean, like.
Wait, what?
Well, other than you said nonfiction, other than the space sci-fi stuff, like there aren't interesting tidbits you're picking up in nonfiction books. You could like regale someone with an anecdote.
Yeah, there you go.
If I wanted to bore them to their grave, maybe.
Oh, you're already doing that.
Maybe you need a little more confidence, buddy. Maybe you got to go with confidence.
I thought we were on the same side, Tommy.
We are. We are.
It's
still
just
gonna pick
how
on,
he man. Works,
bro.
Salt.
This room is a circular firing squad. Where have you been?
This is how he works.
So, Salt. Do you play an instrument?
I do not play an instrument, no.
Can you cook?
I can cook. I'm a single man, so I guess who else is going to feed me?
Yeah, but you single cook.
Ooh.
Yeah, bad. Exactly.
What'd you have for dinner last night?
I don't know. Chicken and rice?
Probably. There you go. You can open up a Mediterranean restaurant.
All right.
Salt, thanks for the call, buddy.
You can't do it.
I also think these hobbies only work if the person that you're interested in doesn't also have a similar hobby.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
I know
you
what
would, it would have to be so unique to you that they're completely oblivious to how it works.
Yeah, I never understood because like it does seem that readers find other readers.
Yeah,
and I never got that because that does seem like it would make the relationship too boring. Like you would need one reader and one person that doesn't. But then again,
yeah, I'm walking and going, "Hey, what you reading?" But yeah, I hear that book sucks.
Like if you both like to cook,
I got a robot in it. All right. Oh, so
because I know two people that are they're married. They both like to cook, and they get so critical of the other's cooking that it's like, well, that didn't line up.
That's
very
my
well.
Brother and his wife.
Before we move on, because we are super late. I'm sorry. Living painters.
Probably. Well, the first one that pops up is Banksy.
Banksy, told you.
Not even a real person.
It is a real
person.
I don't know if you would
give me one.
Jenny Seville.
Oh, Jenny Seville.
You don't know who that is,
Jenny
man.
Seville.
She works
Jenny
in the parts Seville. Department at Ide.
Yeah, that's how I know her. And she does. She is an artist.
She makes masterpieces.
She's famous for depictions of bodies that display her technical prowess.
Oh, this sounds awesome.
I don't know.
All right, well, give me one more.
Takashi Murakami.
Oh, Takashi Murakami.
Is he the guy that wraps things
known
with
as
other
the
things?
Warhol of Japan.
Is he the guy that wraps things with other things? Yeah, you can see him at Grease Ridge Mall every year when you buy something from Macy's and you donate $10 to bring it home.
By the way, he's the Warhol of Japan.
Yeah.
It's the same haircut. Big stretch there, Warhol of Tokyo.
Taking a break. Let's take a break.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all have enemies.
Not sure.
And maybe enemies is too harsh a word in this case, but we all have people that don't like us for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to keep that in mind as we read you this story, because as extreme as a circumstance this might be, you cannot tell me that you don't have a single idea who could have been responsible for this. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right in. This story comes to us from Henrietta. Police were called to a home on Summer Sky Drive.
Oh, sounds pleasant.
Summer Sky. Also a drive. Sorry. A woman woke up to find that three tires on her car had been slashed.
Oh, that's a message.
Yeah. The police searched the neighborhood. They came up empty. The suspect is unknown and seemingly still on the loose.
Mm-hmm.
And when asked who could have been responsible for this, the woman, the victim, said she didn't know.
She don't know the slasher.
She does not know.
And she has no clue.
Do you believe that?
No.
Okay.
That's personal.
And you shouldn't believe anyone that says they don't know who would slash their tires. Because let me ask you guys a question. The two of you.
Yeah.
Start with Kimmy. If you were to wake up tomorrow
mm-hmm.
to find the tires slashed in your driveway, could you at least have an idea of who might be responsible?
I guess you could always come up with a couple of people.
But
I don't know. I don't have a single person in mind, put it that way, that would be like top person. But I could see a few different people that are capable of doing this.
Okay. For Tommy, it might be quicker to name the people who don't want to slash
your
tires. Right?
And by the way, you and I have some of the same people. You know I'm
Yeah, but
right
it's your
there.
Fault.
Keep running your mouth.
You run your mouth and I get stuck behind your mouth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
You bring that up sometimes too.
Well, only because you do it, because you think I'm trying to look cool to you.
Yes, I have people. Yeah, I have a good list.
Okay. You can't believe anyone who says, I don't know who would do something like this to me. And that's not to say this person or Kimmy or Tommy or me or anybody would deserve what has happened. But there are folks who don't like you, whether it's justified or not. And at some point in our lives, all of us have wronged somebody, whether it's an ex, a coworker, former friend, family member, and some of those people could have a screw or two loose. I think it says a lot about how you think people see you.
How you perceive
yourself. When you make the statement, I can't think of a single person who would do this to me. Me. I'm so great. Look at me.
But I think that's most people, right?
I don't know.
Or you just don't think that you've ever angered anybody to push them to that point.
Me, see, hear it. Me, me. I'm so cool, me.
Like, if you told
because
me
this. Because you can't justify it in your rational head why they would be angry enough at you to do that.
Right. Because, like, if you told me this happened to your wife.
Yeah.
I would be.
Yeah.
She said, I go, yeah, that's crazy.
But my wife has people that don't like her.
But I don't see her that way. So if you told me that and she said, I would believe her. Based on that.
It could be every other woman in Rochester.
There you go. Big line of women.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, well, because she's got me.
Yeah.
And they all want me.
Yeah, so they'd slash her tire.
No, they already slashed your face.
Joke's as good as the hat, ladies and gentlemen. Joke's as good as the hat.
No, like, even if my wife doesn't have enemies that have pissed her off.
Oh, no?
You do?
Who?
Bro, I'm not married to her, and I can name three people that would slash your wife's tires.
You do bring up an interesting point where, like, if somebody, let's say somebody slashed Pat's wife's tires, would she then, in her mind, thinking, like, why would somebody want to do this to me? Like, would she think it's somebody you're involved with?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I wonder,
the slash
like, if
should
it
be on you.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if people would be accused of cheating if they literally couldn't come up with somebody who did it only because, like, well, I didn't, wouldn't have, nobody would do this to me. Like, why would they target me? Is it something you did?
It's a great question. And it also, I love how, too, we always try to not blame the victim, but always end up victim blaming when we have these stories. Because with your theory, then this woman who had her tire slash in Henrietta and told the police, I have no idea who would do this, what's she trying to hide?
Yeah, somebody messing.
You got someone going out, you messing out there, you don't want your husband or boyfriend to know that you've been messing and they slashing your tires out there? No, that's a really good question, because you're right. If somebody, like...
Because you may be thinking of not only somebody that could be pissed at you, but somebody that could be pissed at your significant other, your kid, your a family member.
Yeah, yeah. That one might be another one. If you have teenage kids,
okay,
immediately thinking this is somebody who my kid pissed off or my kid's messing around with.
All right. Didn't think of that.
But I mean, I do, going down the road of Kimmy here, the Kimmy road, if you will. Like, if you are messing around on your spouse... And you have an idea that this could be the person that did it, you can't say anything.
Yeah.
Because that's going to blow up your life, right?
Yeah, true. And I guess because it's also a female, like a female getting her tires slashed over a guy getting his tires slashed.
What do you mean by that?
Well, if you tell, if one of our buddies says, man, I don't know who slashed my tires, I go, Jesus Christ, you kidding me? There's 10 guys who want to slash your tires. Like every guy has got guys that would slash your tires.
Oh, Nine guys.
I thought you were going to say 10 women that would want to slash.
Oh, but I'm just saying there's guys, no guy can say, I've never pissed anybody off.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
No, but I would also know. I think you're doing this whole thing where you think you're being progressive again because you don't understand women. Women are petty. Women are mean. Women can get very, very small and say very, very aggressive things.
But that doesn't lead to me to the passion of that level, I'm going to slice your
no,
tire.
No, I hear you, man. Like, based on every interaction we've ever had with women we've dated or been married to, well, what's passion that comes out of nowhere that turns into anger that is completely unreasonable?
But it's like girl anger.
Stupid.
I would also think a woman doing that thinks, like, she's not hurting anybody, but she's making a point.
Well, she's making a point, you know? Man. And it's also, she did that one, whoever did this to this woman, she left one tire.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that? Is that by purpose?
I don't
purpose?
Know.
Yeah.
Why?
Because now you got to buy a set of four.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a...
Even though you got one good tire.
But that leads me to believe it's a dude. I wouldn't... I mean, that's someone...
Oh, that understands tire business.
Yeah, because I didn't get that until just now. 252 to BCMF.
Or maybe the one tire was in a place where a camera could see it or something.
Or maybe they got spooked, like somebody was coming outside. Yeah. I mean, but no, I don't hate your theory.
Right.
I don't hate your theory. 252 to BCMF. Again, we're talking about the story from Henrietta. A woman woke up to find three of her tires on her car slashed. The suspect is still at large, it seems. But when asked who could have been responsible for this, the woman, the victim, responded she didn't know.
I have no idea.
We ask why you lie. Either this woman is completely unaware of self, that she has someone in her life that would do this because everybody does, or... What you hiding? What you hiding over there? 252 to BCMF. Let's talk to Brian. Hey, Brian, how are you, buddy?
Good. How's it going, guys?
Good, man.
So, to this lady's credit, I got a little story. So, when my friends and I were around like 20, we got wasted one night and went through the neighborhood slashing tires and like breaking people's windows. it could be a random act of, you know, douchebaggery.
Sure.
But, more than likely, it's not. I mean, in my opinion, it's probably like a baby daddy or something like that who's mad at her. And
Brian, no. Like, here's the thing. I understand that this could be a random act. Like, that is beside the story, right? Whether or not it's a random act is irrelevant. The question is there someone in your life who you think would be capable of this? Like, Brian, based on your story here, I already know the answer. But if you woke up tomorrow and found three-year tire slash, would you have an idea of who it could have been?
Honestly, I'd probably blame one of my neighbors that I don't like.
Okay, but you have somebody.
Yeah, that or maybe a family member that I don't get along with.
Okay,
like that.
All right. So what we've got
a lot of unpleasantry around you, bro.
He has 10% of the unpleasantry that you have.
Most of my unpleasantry has died.
Well, that's good for you at least, then, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. So what do we learn here? Brian sucks.
Outlive your slashers.
Brian, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. We'll take one more call, 252 to BCMF, because now we got theories coming in about why three of the four tires were slashed in this story.
It's a message.
Ryan's on CMF. Hey, Ryan, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. What do you got?
They slashed three because if you slash four, they can claim it on insurance.
Oh, that's evil.
Ooh.
Yep.
Oh, so this is
a friend that it happened to.
So this has got to be a targeted thing.
Yeah, somebody thought about this.
Oh,
damn. Oh, yeah, it's absolutely targeted.
Oh, that is diabolical.
And they know that.
Ryan, how old are you, buddy?
I'm 32.
32 years old, cool cat. Everyone loves Ryan.
Right, he's a good guy.
Ryan, if you wake up tomorrow to find three or four tires slashed, do you have an idea of who would have done it?
I'd like to think I would, but I probably wouldn't.
But you would have a name to give to the police if they asked.
I'd have an idea, probably.
People of interest.
All right, all right. So
people of interest, yes.
We also learned that Ryan sucks. Ryan, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it.
Have a good one, guys.
There goes Ryan. That is evil.
Yeah, people called and said the same thing.
What happened? You know the worst part?
What?
If they got the wrong house.
Oh.
Which I'm sure has happened before.
Let's hope not.
No, I don't want this to actually be like something that's scary if you wake up to.
Could you imagine if you're the neighbor and you kind of knew that could be for you?
Keep your mouth
shut. Dodged a bullet there.
Or you ain't kidding.
Well, no, you don't keep your mouth shut. You go next door and you go, it could have been this person because you want that person arrested to send him a message.
I don't want them coming back. Let them think they completed the job.
We got Facebook messages coming in before we move on.
Right.
You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Dana writes us, this is crazy. You guys are wrong. Most people don't have someone that wants to do this to them. We're adults. This isn't high school anymore.
Okay, so Dana's got about 20 people who want to slash her tires just for being a smug ass.
But past that,
what?
I do love the we're adults. This isn't high school anymore. Dana, with all due respect, I think you are giving too much credit to grown ass people.
All right.
What makes you think? In this crazy world of ours,
oh, yeah.
Folks that have time on their hands and think they won't get caught aren't capable of this.
Right.
Because to Kimmy's point, I could see people saying I'm not hurting anybody. Mm-hmm. This isn't that big a deal.
It's just vandalism.
Yes, not understanding what a serious crime this would be.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I guess the moral of the story is...
put your car in a garage.
Yeah, good call, buddy.
Keep your mouth shut.
You know, it is weird how we're creatures of habit.
Okay.
Because all these places are pretty much the same.
Oh.
Right? You're getting the same thing.
Oh. Yeah.
And the prices can differ, but sometimes it's not about the price. It's where you feel most comfortable. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we have in front of us right now a list of the most popular gas stations by state.
Oh.
And we don't normally do stuff like this because it's kind of cheeseball. And even this chart doesn't do anything for us because in New York State, the most popular gas station is Jackson's.
Never heard of them.
Must be downstate.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, in Vermont... the most popular gas station is Come and Go, which was also the name of the house that Tommy's mom lived in. Yeah, I got a roller dog for the Come and Go. But I digress.
Yeah.
It is funny that people, we're loyal to a few things.
Mm-hmm.
You're loyal to where you get your pizza from,
yep.
Right? You're loyal to your favorite kind of whatever sit-down restaurant. Mm-hmm. And we are all fiercely loyal to our gas station.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Your gas station is?
Right around the corner.
Okay, so you're based on location.
It's right there.
So it's just where you live.
It's super expensive, and my wife thinks I'm crazy to do it, but it's perfect. In and out.
What do you mean it's perfect?
It's perfect. I'm in and out. They got to dunk it in there.
Okay.
They got everything you want.
Okay. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Your favorite gas station?
So I don't know. I can't remember what it was before, but now it's a Quickly's, I think.
Okay.
And it's nice, but again, I think I just go to it because it's the most convenient. It's on my way home.
Okay, so again, it's location.
Yeah,
for you.
It's location. Yeah,
I driving around town looking for a deal. I never understood it.
It's also never like super busy, so you know, I'm never wondering if I'm gonna have to wait when I get there.
Okay, so I have a gas station around the house that I'll use sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's not the one I love to go to the most. And I am finding that I want a larger gas station. Those are the ones I feel more comfortable.
Like more pumps?
I'm talking about even inside. Yes, more pumps is great. But I'm talking about like when I walk in.
Like those big Fast Track.
Yes, Fast Track.
Well, they got everything in there now.
Dairy has become a favorite of mine that they moved in recently.
But you can get pizza,
like
burger.
If I'm going inside, you're right. Like if I'm not just stopping for gas, if I got to pick up a few things, like those are the perfect stops.
It's not even about that though. And I don't know what it is. I get anxious when I'm in a tight gas station.
Yeah.
Because if I'm looking to get like a soda or something to snack on, I feel like the person is watching me the whole time.
They are.
They're watching you go inside and take up that spot.
And then the person inside the gas station is also watching me just walking around. And I don't know why I feel like pressure to move quicker.
Huh.
Or like if I go inside.
Because you're hogging a pump.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
Because pump addict, it is, You pull in, park, and then go out. Don't hog a pump.
Most of the time, I do that. I'm talking about just walking into the gas station.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't want to be watched. I want to take my time and look at all my drink options, and then I'll go
peruse my drink options.
Yeah. I know it sounds stupid, but, like, it takes me a second to figure out my drink, and if I'm getting a snack, it takes me a second to figure out the chocolate or the chips or whatever I'm bringing home with me. I want time without eye pressure.
I also have a favorite pump. Like, when I pull in, I want my pump.
That's weird. Mm-hmm. Why?
Because it's the easiest in and out. I don't want to have to, like, loop around.
You don't want to have to maneuver.
Like, I hate when I pull in, I go, God damn it, man. I got to U it over around here to get to my pump.
That's the most Pittsburgh thing I've ever heard.
I know. I also get free air from a tire.
Wow.
That counts, man. I have to, like, pump it full of quarters like I'm watching porn in the 70s.
It is weird how most gas stations have gone to paid air pumps.
It used to be all paid. For a long time, like, you had to have a roll of quarters so this thing didn't crap out on you.
Yeah, that was a nightmare. Now they let you pay with, like, Apple Pay and a credit card, too. Like, I had to scan my credit card
to put air
in my tire, like, six
times. Bro, you got to find free air, bro.
I don't know anywhere around me that has free air.
And the best thing, I'm going to tell you this.
What's that?
I had a joint in Webster, and you laugh at me all the time. I think it was the Hess station.
Mm-hmm.
Full service.
Yeah, no, that is obnoxious.
No, you tipped a kid. And I never had to get out of the car.
Yeah, it's obnoxious.
Did the windows for you? You feel like the man.
I would feel uncomfortable in the wintertime watching someone else pump my gas.
Listen, there's few things in life that make you feel rich that are a discount. Valet parking, all right, is one of them.
Yeah.
And a full service gas station that'll check your oil, wipe your mirrors, and pump you.
Okay. I understand.
And you throw the kid $2, and it's like you gave him $1 million.
Wow, do you hear yourself right now? And what you just said proved my point. It's not about the convenience and the service for you. It's about feeling bigger than somebody else.
And you
were saying?
Go ahead.
Like, there's no need for valet in Rochester. There is nowhere in Rochester where you need to valet your car. You'll valet your car when you go to, like, a restaurant in, what's the plaza?
Pittsburgh.
Colony Plaza, right? Yeah. All of the parking spots are 15 feet away.
Bro, if it's cold out.
Oh, is it cold?
They pull the car, it's warmed up. We get in, we go.
You're doing it just to have power over somebody else, and that makes you a bad person.
Oh, by the way, that person also would like to earn a living.
Oh, yeah.
So you would just rather have him stand there all night and starve.
No, I hear you.
I am contributing to the valet economy.
He's building a financial empire on the $2.
Hey, bro, you got to start somewhere. Bezos didn't start off with rockets.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking favorite gas stations.
Yeah.
When I say it like that, I feel like we've shamed ourselves. Well, there's a break room. We're talking favorite gas station. Let's talk to Cody. Hey, Cody. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, Duffy. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
So I have a couple different favorite gas stations based on what I'm doing. If I'm getting gas in my personal truck, because I'm in Orleans County, I like to go to the Indian Reservation.
Okay.
It's nearby, and it's like $2.30.
Man.
I mean, you can't beat that.
You're losing money not pumping gas.
Yeah, and they pump it for you.
What?
They don't do the oil and stuff, but they do pump it. But when I'm working, I like Burn Dairy because Burn Dairy's got the cleanest bathrooms. The parking lots are huge, so I can get through them with a trailer, which when I'm working is important.
He's in parking. Road dump.
Ooh, road dump is important, man, yeah.
Yeah, and the buildings are just huge. I mean, they've got everything in there you could ever want. You can pick up paper towels if you need something on the road. They're a good all-around gas station, little convenience store, and they have a good beer cave. Also, Duffy, you mentioned free air. All the Burn Dairy's free air.
I'm going to write that down. Thank you for that heads up,
That's
Cody.
That's a good tip-a-roo.
Thank
you. All the Burn Dairy's free air. And also, last I knew, most, if not all, the classy chassis car washes, if they have an air pump, have free air. So that's another one you can mark down, too.
But Tommy and I can't go there because we're not classy.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to be classy. You just have to pretend you are.
Well, we can go to Tommy's mom's car wash.
What's that
place
called?
Skanky chassis.
Oh, yeah.
Cody, thanks for the call. Look, I appreciate it. Look, I understand I probably wasn't going to top come and go, and I shouldn't have even tried.
Yeah.
That was the Mount Everest of Tommy's mom jokes for the day.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.